it obviously had a devastating impact, first of all, on the civilians of Sudan. Over 3 million people have been displaced within the country and also moved across the border to the neighboring countries in the region, including to Chad, Central Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, in South Sudan. This includes more than 740,000 refugees and also refugees who were in Sudan before the conflict, mainly from South Sudan and some other countries who also returned back to their countries of origin. The countries where they returned to were also in difficult condition. In addition to that, 185,000 refugees who were hosted in Sudan were forced to flee and move from the states which were impacted by the conflict to safer areas inside Sudan. So, and also in total, I can say that 2.5 million people have internally displaced within Sudan. These are Sudanese displaced during these 100 days. So, as you can see, this is the impact that we can highlight only on the part of the displacement. But obviously, the impacts of the 100 days of conflict were beyond that. You know, the conflict has resulted in civilian casualties in days. It also, we have received reports of serious human rights violations, including sexual violence and other protection risks that that faced by the civilians in Sudan. We also have alarming reports of serious health in nutrition crisis that's unfolding in various parts of Sudan. There are reports of measles and malnutrition among the children inside Sudan. So this is how the picture
yes,
looks
I
like.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that many South Sudanese children living in Sudan, for example, White Nile State, have been hit by this measles outbreak. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have reports of nearly 300 South Sudanese children died because of the measles in malnutrition in White Nile State.
And of course, the human rights violations reported, which you were just telling me about, have been mostly reported in Khartoum, Kordofan, and Darfur, the areas hardest hit by the conflict. Is that what your reports say as well?
Exactly, because these are the areas, Khartoum and Darfur, in Darfur region and Kordofan regions are the areas where hardly hit by the conflict, and therefore we have more human rights violations in these states and regions.
And Asadullah, you are working in, of course, you were forced to relocate, to move out of Khartoum of Sudan. You currently working from Istanbul in Turkey. But the humanitarians in Sudan are working in difficult conditions. Fighting is going on. Now we have the rainy season is setting in. What are some of the challenges your team faces on the ground, and tell me about the status of your funding.
First of all, on the humanitarian situation inside Sudan, yes, the areas, the states in the region that were hit hard by the conflict, it's very difficult for the humanitarian workers to operate. Accessibility is a serious challenge there. Although we continue to maintain our presence where it's possible, but in these states, if it's not possible, we continue to operate through the community. So in terms of our funding, despite the needs and the urgency of the situation, the funding level has dropped. There was an appeal for the regional refugee response plan earlier. There was an appeal for $566 million that which is needed by UNHCR and other partners for the regional refugee plan for Sudan and also to respond in the region. So far we have only 24% of funding received. That's across the region, but inside Sudan we have received only 23%. Of the funding that was required to respond and support people who were affected by the conflict, displaced people, but also refugees.